The Securities and Exchange Commission filed a complaint late last week that alleged insider trading in the purchase of GCI by a Colorado-based company. The 13-page complaint lays out a timeline of rapid purchases of high-risk GCI stock options 2 weeks before it was announced the company would be acquired by Liberty Interactive Corporation. In a filing with the U.S. District Court in Southern New York, the SEC says the defendants are one or more unnamed stock traders believed to be based in the United Kingdom or Lebanon. The insider trading charges are connected with the activity of two financial service companies that bought $48,000 worth of GCI stock in a two-week window at the end of March. Neither company, UK-based Nomura or Lebanon-based Cedrus, has traded GCI stock in the previous 6 months. As a result, when the value of GCI stock grew by 62% on the day the acquisition was announced, those risky holdings became worth more than $1 million. The SEC says the timing, size, and profitability of the trades is highly suspicious, and it believes non-public information about the proposed sale was exchanged in the lead-up. The SEC declined to comment beyond what was laid out in court documents. Neither Nomura or Cedrus replied to a request for comment. GCI spokesperson Heather Handyside also declined to comment. The allegations don't appear to have any effect on GCI customers in Alaska or on the status of Liberty's acquisition, which is expected to be finalized before the end of the year.